Hey everyone, Radical Russ here, day two of the Portland Indo Expo 2016. And joining me here in the Cannabis Radio Lounge, we have Jason from 420wholesalepack.com. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So 420 Wholesale Pack sounds to me like you're selling wholesale.
We are.
See how I figured that out? And the 420 tells me, and the pot leaf on the card, putting two to two together here. You have something to do with wholesaling to the cannabis industry. Tell people about it and like what's the breadth of your products that you're dealing with?
We're really working on building our brand to be a full service provider for the farms and dispensaries and providing just about everything they're looking for, whether it's grow supplies like gloves and things like that. We have distribution deals set up with trimming equipment and different things in that nature. And then we do a ton of packaging products, everything from stock packaging, Mylar bags, silicone containers, concentrate containers, and then we do a lot of branded stuff as well. So we can do, you know, joint boxes, POP displays, you know, really just about anything, labels, all that stuff.
Wow. So marketing and infrastructure kind of stuff for the high end. These are big commercial operations you're talking about outfitting, right?
Yeah, we've got multiple customers that are, you know, like multi-million-dollar facilities up in Washington. We've got some really impressive facilities up there that are putting out, you know, great product in high volumes. And we also have every, you know, the big guys that we service all the way down to the, you know, smaller mom and pop tier ones and whatnot. So, you know, in Washington State, tier one, tier two, tier three are kind of our license structures. And
right.
That's kind of the canopy space you can have. So we have, you know, a little bit of everybody that we service, and then we're growing into the Oregon market right now, and we've got some customers down here. The show's been great so far, and, you know, we've made a lot of great new contacts, so we're kind of looking to build the Oregon marketplace now.
So you're based out of Washington State?
Yeah, out of Seattle.
Okay. You know, recently, you know, since legalization has passed in 2012, the last 4 years, man, the way the regulations have changed, especially around medical, has that affected your customers in any way? Have you seen a change in the business because of these changes?
Well, Washington just went through that transition where we closed all the medical facilities down,
yeah.
And it's all been rolled over into the recreational facilities now, the 502 processors and the 502 dispensaries.
Yeah.
So before July 1st, we actually had a medical wing of growers and dispensaries, and we had a retail wing, and now those have all been merged together. And
gotcha.
So mostly we did a little bit of medical sales, but mainly we were supplying the recreational stores and dispensaries. And so that's obviously, I mean, some people really got left out in the wind, unfortunately, with some of the medical guys in our state. They didn't really transition it very well. Like Oregon kind of let everybody grandfathered in.
Yeah.
And if you're a medical guy, you were doing it right. They let you transition. In Washington, they kind of, you know, there's some unhappy medical growers that aren't
sure.
in business anymore. So that was unfortunate. But for us, it's been, you know, a boom for us with, you know, our recreational growers now just have that much more of the marketplace now. I mean, they have all of it, essentially, other than, you know, some underground stuff for sure. But
yeah. So in working with 420 Wholesale Pack, had you also come to this from more generic business wholesaling and so forth?
Yeah. So McCallum Company is our parent company, and we've been a packaging company for decades now. And so we were, before we got in the cannabis space last year, we were primarily selling industrial packaging and shipping supplies to, you know, mainly warehouse industrial companies.
Yeah.
And I brought this kind of industry to the company's attention last year, and we saw that, you know, great opportunity. A lot of the things we were already doing kind of fit with this industry. It was just a matter of kind of tweaking and adjusting, you know, the supplies we were already providing for other industries and kind of tailoring it to this cannabis industry. So we kind of had a real good background and understanding what it takes to produce a good quality Mylar bag or,
yeah,
you know, those types of things. And so it was just a matter of tailoring it to this industry. Like the industrial industry, typically it's like a 2 mil poly bag.
Yeah.
And for our state, it's got to be a 4 mil poly bag. So it was just a matter of making a thicker bag, you know. And
okay.
Pretty simple to do that. So
because flowers need more protection than whatever else you're putting in those bags.
Yeah. I mean, with a 4 mil bag, you get better barrier properties. So,
okay.
You know, it helps reduce the odor. It helps keep the product fresher longer.
Oh, okay.
And then, of course, you got the Mylar inside that kind of helps provide improved barrier properties as well. And, I mean, we've seen some pretty awesome stuff up in Washington. There's guys that are starting to nitrogen flush their cannabis, where they'll actually put it in the bags, they'll nitrogen flush it and then seal it so that it's taking all the air out, and you've got a product that can be fresh for, you know, 9 to 12 months sitting on a shelf. Not that most of my customers don't have that problem, fortunately, but
yeah.
You know, if you do have something that's sitting around for a while, by nitrogen flushing it, you can really do some neat stuff and, you know, make sure the product, when the consumer gets it, if it does sit on a shelf for a few months, it's still going to be really fresh.
So it sounds like logistically it wasn't much to change into the cannabis space, but how was it in the corporate culture? Were there some people maybe reticent or had weird ideas about what it would be like?
You know, we've got a large facility in South Seattle, but we're kind of a small business mentality. You know, we're very service oriented,
yeah.
And so it really wasn't like this huge process of going up the corporate ladder and getting everybody to sign off on it. It was just kind of sitting down with the owners and saying, "Hey, there's a great opportunity here, and I think we're positioned to you know take care of people you know better than others because we're not just saying, "Hey, let's try this out, let's figure it out." I mean, it was, you know, a lot of the stuff again that we were already doing and just kind of tailoring it for this industry. And you know, they said, let's do it. Let's go after it. And so I was doing both sales before, and now my entire Monday through Friday, you know, morning, noon, and night, I do cannabis packaging. So
that's great. I'm always excited about people that start new companies, new entrepreneurs coming in and creating new businesses. But I also get excited about old existing businesses that are finding their way in, that are transitioning and making it, you know, absorbing it and mainstreaming it, making it a part of their general business plan. It sounds like that's what's going on here with 420 Wholesale Pack. So Jason, before we let you go here, 420wholesalepack.com is the website. Any other products or services we ought to tell people about that we haven't touched on?
We brought a couple of new products down for the show. We have a really great child-resistant exit bag that's independently certified. That's really an ideal product for this industry with the new packaging laws that are coming into Oregon that are going to take effect October 1st. So we've got some exit packaging that kind of meets those compliance regulations and really helps simplify the process as much as possible because obviously the legislators don't really worry about simplifying it for our customers. So that's kind of what we try to help our customers with is figure out what the regulatory packaging and labeling rules are and find solutions to simplify the process as much as possible so that, you know, you don't have to child-proof, you know, every package if you've got a nice child-resistant exit package going out the door. We've also got some great branded rolling papers that we did for the show. We did the Indo Expo rolling papers, if you've seen those floating around. We also did some new Portland papers. So we've got some really cool branded products that are great for dispensaries. And we've got a bunch of handouts we're doing, freebies we're doing at our booth today. So people can stop in if they're at the show and get some Portland rolling papers, some Indo rolling papers, and check out everything we're doing.
Yeah, right on. Well, Jason with 420wholesalepack.com here at the Indo Expo, day two. We're here till 4 p.m. and the public is invited. OMMP patients get in free. Thanks so much for joining us here, and good luck with the rest of the show.
Thanks a lot.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be back with more interviews from the Indo Expo right after this.